I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her books are like motivational classes, and her mom accused her of licking people's asses. It's Watch What Happens Live with Janet Mock and Candace Dillard now. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, celebrating my first ever Father's Day by publicly thanking my son, Ben, for the gift he left me in his diaper this morning. Really, you shouldn't have. My first guest is the New York Times best-selling author, director, and producer whose show Pose has made you gag and also probably made you practice your dance moves in the bathroom mirror. Please welcome Potomac superfan Janet Mock. Say hi to Real Housewife of Potomac, Candace Dillard. Hey, Candace. I like your pink hair.
Thank you. It's a pride moment.
Excellent.
Yes. So good.
All right. Well, since today is Father's Day, we are serving cocktails with the Dad Chaser. Say hi to one of our favorite dads on the staff, our audio guru, Dave Stanley. Hey, Dave. Good to see you. You have the cutest kids ever.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to get started. Now, Candace, the last time you were on the show, you were on with Ashley.
Yes.
And you two had a little debate about Miss United States versus Miss USA.
Oh, or versus Miss America.
Miss
United
America.
States versus America.
Okay, well, we got a tweet from Kenya Moore that night.
Oh, dear, no.
She weighed in and she said, Andy, Miss United States is not a thing, LOL.
Well,
any response?
Kenya was a thing 16,000 years ago.
Oh, so,
there's that.
Okay, I don't know about that. Tonight, Monique and her mother-in-law came face-to-face for the first time in a long time, and it did not go as expected. Take a look.
Mother-in-law, is it?
Oh, gosh. I have not seen my mother-in-law in about 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I don't let nobody shake my
hand. Oh, sorry.
I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what this party is about.
Monique, I want to say something to y'all. I owe her an apology for what I said, call her out her name, and I want to tell her that I love her.
One more time, hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Really triggering.
When she got up to the mic, were you thinking?
I was triggered. I was like, oh, bleep.
Oh, right, yes.
What's about to happen?
Right,
yeah,
yes.
Scary.
Yes. That was good. I was happy she did that.
I was happy, too, but it didn't last long.
Yes, right. Well, that's true, too. In an effort to bond, Ashley and Karen participated in a healing ritual together. It was kind of trippy, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a lot.
Yes, okay, we'll take a look.
Yeah. Hi, Ashley. I'm a hugger.
We're here to do a healing session.
I'm feeling like you have a ton of stuff in your diaphragm.
Karen does usually do poo talk, so we're
really making leaps and bounds.
The patient is a major part of my grief.
Can't be this
long. I don't think so.
Be open, babe. Open to the process.
This is some bullshit. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, what I liked is that they wound up hugging afterwards.
Kind of, sort of hugging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't
church
last.
Hug. It was like
doesn't last long. Well, good news, guys. In anticipation of Watch What Happens Live's 10-year anniversary, which is happening right now this summer, we are going to be live at 10 o'clock for the next 2 weeks. And BravoTV.com is celebrating our 10th anniversary with Bravo Rewind. You can check it out to see some of our favorite moments from the show and exclusive interviews with our staff. Janet and Candace came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Potomac, Monique's emotional story at her rainbow party caused Ashley and Michael to do some crying, which Candace wasn't exactly buying. Take a look.
You had our little guy in there, and we lost him.
If anyone here would like to share their story.
I feel like a reminder for the loss that Michael and I experienced just a few months ago.
Ashley took the mic and I immediately was like, oh, here we go. It was very like, no tears, but all this.
Candace, why are you in her business like that? Ashley getting pregnant is between Ashley and Michael's penis. And we've all seen Michael's penis.
All right, well, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, should Candace mind her own business? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
What do you think? Oh, you say.
Thank you.
Why would we want to?
No, that's it.
Don't mind your own business.
No, yes.
Okay, but yes. I mean, really, you thought that she was putting it on?
It was it not really dramatic?
Like, well, I mean, it's a dramatic thing that she experienced, right?
And I pay all homage to what she went through. I think it was a terrible thing. I would never wish that on anyone.
Right.
But the way that she went about
sharing her story,
it was a put on for me.
94% think you should mind your own business.
Well, okay, second.
Janet Mock may be one of the geniuses behind Pose, which delves into the world of ballroom culture. But since she's also a Bravo super fan, the category is Potomac Housewives. It's time to get Janet's take with Oh Bravo, Oh No You Didn't. What is your reaction to Candace's complicated relationship with her mom?
Oh, it's so hard.
It's
poor baby. I always feel so bad for her when she's going through that. My take is, I would like your mom to just stop and be a little nicer.
Yeah,
Between Giselle and Karen, who is more at fault in their frenemy status?
Giselle is. I love her to death, but she is.
Really?
She's a little mean.
Why, you think she put...
It's too much. The shade is too hard. It's too strong.
The shade is too hard. Why do you think Giselle is so unlucky in love right now?
I feel like her picker's off.
Her picker is off. She's picking the wrong guys.
Yes.
All right. Do you think Ashley and Karen's friendship will last?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
You're not talking about
How do you feel about Candace sharing details of her sex life with the other women?
I'm like, please, more. Share
more.
I want to hear everything.
You want to hear more.
Whatever you're comfortable with, I'm into it.
Yes.
So please.
Thank you very much, Janet.
That's how you get ideas.
Now that we know which Bravo beauties Janet sides with, I want to know which Bravo lebs she would want by her side at a ball with Fantasy Housewives Ball. Okay, who would better hype up the crowd as the MC, Nene or Lisa Rinna?
Nene.
Okay. Who would successfully use her sexual charm to woo the judges, Ramona or Denise Richards?
Ramona, strangely.
Right. Okay.
Right. But it worked. It's weird, but it worked.
Who would you entrust to win a Vogue off, Luann or Cynthia Bailey?
Cynthia Bailey.
Yes.
All day.
Okay. Whose humor would calm everyone's nerves, Portia or Sonia?
They're
oh,
good.
My God, that's hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Sonia because it's off kilter.
It's off kilter. Who would better trash talk a rival house, Karen Huger or Bethany Frankel?
Bethany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who would serve the fiercest fashion looks on the dance floor, Dorit or Erica Jane?
Ooh.
Dorit has labels.
Yes.
Deep well of labels.
Yes,
deep.
Okay, Dorit.
Yes.
Who would you rather have heading up your house, Giselle or Candy?
Candy, the mogul.
Okay, thank you very much, Candy, for Fantasy Housewives Ball. Finally, this season, Ashley has given us an up-close and personal look at her fertility journey. But on the next Potomac, she wants Candace out of her uterus. Here's what. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Don't put it out there.
You can have alcohol while you're pregnant a little bit, right? But apparently it is a faux pas for me to have any alcohol while I'm trying to get pregnant.
Is consuming any alcohol, it's frowned upon.
Not Candace, apparently you have discussed it with other people.
You're talking about when she said you had crocodile tears, talking about the miscarriage?
And then you had the nerve to say that my husband was lying and faking talking about our miscarriage?
Yeah, I felt like Michael was lying. I feel like Michael was putting on. I feel like
for
in
who?
General.
For who?
For the
you?
Congregation. For the congregation.
Sure. Did you see
Ashley
Michael
on
crying?
The mic?
Did you see Michael crying?
But you
okay,
told
but,
everybody that Michael was crying.
Okay,
but you told everybody Michael was crying.
Oh my God.
Okay. You got a little crunk with the butter knife.
I got crunk with the butter knife.
Yes,
I did.
You
that's
do.
They're very good. That's very good Atlanta jargon there.
Okay,
it's
well,
crunk.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I can speak. okay, Candace, don't be like Uncool said, do you see how you act like your mom by being super judgmental towards Ashley? Does it bother you to know that you're carrying the same traits that bug you about your own mom?
I think that everyone on this show is judgmental of everyone else on this show, and it's Ashley's turn to be judged. So take what you need.
Janet, Erica from Virginia wants to know, if you had an opportunity to talk to Donald Trump, what would you say to him about the transgender military ban?
I would tell him to, you know, let anyone who wants to serve, serve. You
yes.
know, especially in a country where oftentimes trans people are so, you know, beat down. If any of them want to serve a country that treats them like that, I think the more power to them.
Yeah.
Very good. Peter the Meteor, did Candace enjoy her wedding or do you regret overspending and stressing with the guest list?
I don't regret any part of my wedding. Every dime was well spent.
Okay, Janet, Brenda T wants to know what it was like being in Jay-Z's music video for Family Feud, especially since it was the first time he addressed his rumored cheating on Beyonce.
Oh, it was a dream, but the only thing that was so sad was that Beyonce wasn't shooting the same day that I was shooting.
Right.
So that was sad.
You
so,
met
but
her?
I kind of
yeah.
No.
No.
No, not there.
Wow. Okay. All right, let's go to Elizabeth from North Carolina. Hi, Elizabeth.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, Andy Cohen, you look good tonight, Daddy.
Hey, yes, Daddy. Yes.
Your pink tie. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Thanks.
Okay, my question is for Candace. Candace, is it just me, or do you agree that Karen has some mucked up wigs? I mean, don't the black Bill Gates got enough money to buy her some decent weaves and wigs? Because I ain't seen a good one yet.
Karen has a lot of good wigs. I mean, there's always going to be one or two that maybe need a prayer, but her wigs are great. Her wigs are great, most
okay,
of the time.
Okay, yes. Let's go to Vanessa from Colorado. Hey, Vanessa, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Janet. What's okay. your housewife tagline?
Oh, my God.
Did you think about it?
I did.
Oh,
oh sh**. I'm sorry.
I do it all the time. It's fine.
I may be behind the scenes camera bitch, but I'm always ready for my close-up.
Yes!
Yes! Yes, yes. That was
great.
Yes.
That was great.
Be ready.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Candace, ABC 1990 wants to know, do you think you were being messy when you told Giselle what Monique said about Katie, especially since you didn't tell the full comment?
I regret speaking that to Giselle. And I did not say, like, the entire situation. I wish that I had just, like I said, shut the bleep up.
Will V wants to know, Janet, what do you make of the LGBTQ community still not forgiving Caitlyn Jenner for supporting Donald Trump despite later claiming it was a mistake?
I think forgiveness is hard until someone actually changes their actions.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Candace, Jess K wants to know what your mom's reaction was when you slammed your laptop down during your heated FaceTime.
My mom's reaction to everything on this show is to blame Candace for it.
By the way, on the topic of your mom, Tracy H. emailed, Candace, you and your mom disagreed last time you were on Watch What Happens Live regarding inviting your brother. Yes. She said she was over it. You said she wasn't. There a fight after the show?
Not after the show, but like a few days. She takes a minute to process things.
Got it.
We're not speaking for a moment because of stuff on the show. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Babette from St. Louis. Hey, Babette, did you go to the parade yesterday?
No, Andy, but I watched it from home. How about some blues?
Hey, how about the blues? Here's my blues hat. Yeah. What's your question?
My question is for Candace. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Candace, are you jealous of Ashley because she is pregnant before you?
Oh, that's a good question. I have expressed multiple times in many forums that I am not sure about being pregnant yet. I am happy that she is pregnant. I'm happy that she's having the baby that she wants. I don't know that I want children, so I'm not harboring anything about having kids right now.
You were not at Ashley's baby shower. Was that because you weren't invited, or did you have other plans?
I was invited. I made the decision at the last minute to not attend for personal reasons.
Okay. let's go to Candace. DM William 77 wants to know, of all the women you've connected with on Potomac, who do you think is the most humble and grounded?
Oh my God. No BS. I think, but aside from Karen, me.
No, sweetie, of the other ladies.
Not of the other ladies. Karen.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, because that does, if you answer yourself, it doesn't sound humble.
Not humble.
Yes. Okay. Janet Kennedy F. Texted, what was the most exciting part about going to your first Met Gala, and who left you the most starstruck?
That was the most Housewife thing I think I've ever heard.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Isn't it perfect? My biggest star-studded moment probably would have just seeing Anna Wintour there.
Yes, all right.
Just holding court.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. That was really funny. Okay, I want to get to, well, actually, Janet, what's your favorite Real Housewife moment of all time? Colin S. wants to know.
Oh, my God. Oh, probably had to be Beverly Hills, the psychic medium dinner party from hell.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good
one. Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day. Here's another huge moment. Tonight is the 10th anniversary of one of the most iconic moments in Bravo history, Teresa Giudice's infamous table flip.
Yeah.
Prostitution whore, you are f***ing gay 19 times? You f***ing
Yes.
So what's the 10th anniversary gift for calling someone a prostitution whore and throwing a table at them? Is it like wood? I don't know. Tonight's shackle goes to O.J. Simpson for officially joining Twitter this weekend with the now viral video offering to set the record straight. Gets the jackal because getting a notification that says O.J. Simpson is now following you is quite possibly the freakiest thing that could ever happen in the history of phones. I want to thank Janet, Candace, and Dave. We're back with Janet and Candace and Dave and Marley behind the bar. Let's go back to the phones. We have Donna from Ohio. Hi, Donna. Hey, Donna.
Hi, my question's for Janet.
Okay.
Are you thinking of releasing another book since your 2017 one?
Oh my God, no! Right now I'm busy producing shows, mm-hmm. I have a couple ideas that I'm working on and brewing with Ryan Murphy.
Wow, that's a great place to be.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tyson from Pennsylvania. Hi, Tyson. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
My question is for Candace. When are you going to grow up and become more independent and not financially supported by your mother?
Who told you that? Suck something.
Is your Does your mother still pay for the house?
She does not.
She does
not. I don't want to spoil anything because that happens. That kind of happens
all right.
in the show.
But, yeah. Okay. Let's go to Erica from the Bronx. Hey, Erica, what's your question?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Father's Day, Andy.
Thank you.
I had a question for the beautiful Miss Janet Mock.
Okay.
I'm wrapped up in season two already. I know we're one episode in of Pose, and I'm being greedy. I'm hoping you can have insight as to whether we can expect season three or if there's a spinoff that we might be able to look forward to.
Oh, my God. Season three, it just depends on if you all are watching.
We're watching.
It really is ratings and kind of algorithms, all kinds of things are out of our control. We have ideas for season three, of course. We're writing episodes 9 and 10 right now.
Can I ask you a dumb question? I haven't seen season one yet. I'm so intrigued.
I'm so intrigued
by the premise of season two. Mm-hmm. Is there a world in which I could just start with season two and then watch season one? Well,
I don't think it's such a character-driven show that I think
that I need the backstory.
You have to know like Blanca's journey from episode one.
She's really invested.
And it's such an easy show to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's on Netflix.
Yes.
8 episodes.
All right. Well, then you talked me into it. I want to thank Janet and Candace and Dave and Mary for now. Click around BravoTV.com tonight, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.